time for another Kennedy Malloy catch-up. For garden tools with more power and less noise, use Makita's cordless power garden tools. Power over 200 tools with one battery. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Wednesday. Did I miss something?
No,
is it Wednesday?
Well, you blink and you miss it. There you go.
Hump day already.
It is.
The Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mickey.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
G'day, guys. Good to see you back, Mickey.
Thank you very much. All in attendance. Big show to come back to. I want an update on what's been going on while I've been gone.
Sure.
So we'll do that straight off the bat.
I'll fill you in on Dave because he hasn't been
up to no good.
No, I don't know.
That's the word around town.
Well, it is the word. Hey, you know what? I haven't talked about Married at First Sight for a while. I've got a bit of an update.
Is it gone? Have they lit the fuse? Are we away?
They've lit a fuse. Someone's already left.
Bang. Oh, really?
That's early in the piece.
I can't wait to get to the bottom of that. We'll have Apocalypse Watch. We'll have a Royal News. Prince Andrew had a...
You know what? I reckon I'm a chance to attend his party. He can't get anybody to go.
Could I just say, you're a little old.
How dare you?
But then again, 19's a little old.
That's true.
But we'll get to the bottom of that.
All right.
Someone in this room...
No,
wheeze
not someone,
in the shower.
No. Yes, is it one in three?
One in three.
Oh.
And don't wait till we get to what one in 20 do.
Mm. You won't believe it. We've got some horrifying statistics that we're going to read out for you. Lee Sales is going to come on the show. We love chatting with
Lee.
I'll
ask about her shower habits.
I don't think you should.
I think I should.
No, I wouldn't.
No, she'll be impressed.
She's very excited because Zoot are coming to Australia.
She's a big Springfield fan.
Yes, she is, as I am.
Okay.
I said I could have been Mrs. Springfield.
All right, girls. Steady on.
Song Whisperer.
I can't wait. Yeah. It's a good one today. Head scratcher. We're going to replace him, Adam Lambert. I believe he went okay.
He was really great. He was terrific.
So cool.
Yeah.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get.
He wouldn't have liked you though.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
I'll tell you what I heard.
What?
Someone goes, "Oh, Adam Lambert, this, Adam Lambert, that." I heard he wouldn't put his headphones on because it would mess up his hair.
Oh, he was quite
correct.
He was quite open about that.
True.
Yeah, true.
But he was all made up, wasn't he? Because he was going to go on the TV last night. Jeez. So he was all...
No, I think that's what he's like all the time.
Oh, you reckon?
Yes.
Freddie Mercury would never have done that.
Maybe Freddie would have. He still put the can up to his ear, but he didn't want to... You know, he had a lot of height working. He had some great product in his hair. I was very envious.
Mate,
he looked beautiful. In fact, when he walked in, I said, "Oh my God, you look beautiful."
Yeah.
He did.
He was so charming.
Say that to me. Never once have you ever...
I have once.
Did you ask about Brian May? Was he?
Yes. Yep. Yes, I did.
Did he say he was appalled by his behaviour?
Yes.
A bit punchy, isn't he?
Brian May, yeah.
Brian May, a bit punchy all
the
time.
No, it was the opposite. It wasn't appalled by Brian May. Are you checking on me whether I asked the right questions when you're not here? Where were you?
The only thing that wasn't mentioned, and I thought Mickey would have asked this, though, that would have mentioned Highly Strung to Adam Lambert, and it didn't get through.
Well, that's lucky.
You know, James in the band, you know.
I know. You didn't say that. Did you have to wear a suit? Where were you the last 2 days?
None of your business.
Were you in court? We're in Snowtown.
Again.
The beard's coming back too.
The beard's almost back full. Doesn't take much.
I'm back. Yeah. No, I can't tell. It's a secret men's business.
Yeah, all right.
But apart from that, it's all good. What have I missed? Dave's been off the leash.
What are you talking?
Okay, for a start, Dave went to Bublé.
Fantastic show, by the way.
Hey.
For Valentine's Day.
Oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
I hope it's not.
Afterwards.
Yeah, post Bublé.
It's too urgent, that music.
That's my bedroom music, by the way.
Okay, and
so Mickey, you know how we gave Dave on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
We got specially some Michael Bublé perfume for him
to give to his.
Yeah, guess what? Knucklehead did. He goes, "Oh, Michael, it's a man equals aftershave. I'll open it
and
spray it on myself." You opened it.
God. Like a sandalwood.
Did you go to Michael Bublé wearing Michael Bublé?
Look, the bottle was a little feminine, I thought.
Oh, my God.
You are officially the saddest man.
It's terrible.
He calls himself Dangerous.
Yeah.
He went to Michael Bublé wearing Michael Bublé perfume.
It's very pretty.
Jeez.
Did you say sandalwood?
You didn't get any action
that
night.
That's the same scent as Gwyneth's vagina. Must be on your mind.
It said by invitation, Michael Bublé. Where does it mention at all women's perfume?
I would have thought it's obvious, mate.
But isn't that a bit weird?
Bang on between the songs. He
did a lot of talking. He was very funny, though.
Hey, Buble, get on with it. Hey, Buble.
Buble's funny.
Hey, quick chat's good chat, Buble.
Yeah, well.
Oh, do his witty anecdotes between songs.
How funny.
He's just padding. Man, play the other song we all like. You've got two. Come on.
Well, you want more Buble?
No, I don't want any Buble. All right. I don't want any Buble. Now, did you or did you not today cause a major...
Oh, there was an email, a group all that went to all the staff in the building.
Of course, a security scare. This whole joint it could be a terrorist attack here.
Fiona Curran, who runs the ship here, has put out an email. Heil, we've just had a situation where an unidentified male was led into the Triple M level. He'd come up the elevator. Yeah. The door was then held open for him to enter the station.
By who?
Dangerous Dave, you're on the camera. We've got you on CCTV.
We've got the CCTV footage, mate. Well, you're standing there going, please, come on in. Blow the kid.
That could have been one of my.
If you could.
Could have been one of my many stalkers.
There would be 300 people that work in this building.
Yeah,
right?
But what if he had some chocolates that had needles in them and wanted to give them to me?
Employee. What if he's still here?
Yeah, what if he is still here?
He was looking for the currency exchange, from all reports. He was a tourist with a thick accent.
Thick accent.
Yeah, so he could get his ISIS money transferred into.
Yeah. Anyway, so it was all cool. There was no dramas. He was escorted back out.
There is drama.
Lucky for that.
Well, whole email's gone out.
Yeah, apparently he was here for about half an hour. He's wandering around.
Who told you that,
using all the facilities.
Who told us? Yeah. It's an email.
You know what else I heard?
It's gone out.
You got caught riding your son's bike. Is it drop off? Did you?
Honestly,
you got caught.
Snitches will get stitches in this office. I'm filthy.
You're riding your bike in the rain, and when someone said you had a bike, you said it was my son's bike.
Yeah, I don't have a bike.
So you're riding your son's bike.
Is it full size?
No, it's not. For the lipstick
rider. You see son's bike in the rain, it's probably washing off his Buble aftershave. Is that how you got to Buble?
Mate, you've got to harden up, get rock and roll up, because right now, I think we better go to Bon Scott.
What are we doing, mate?
It's been 40 years since the death of Bon Scott. It was this day back in 1980 that he was found dead in London. This guy was the original AC/DC, wasn't he?
He's the businessman.
He's the one with the voice, with all the swagger. So as our nod to AC/DC.
Hey. Can I say, give us a call straight afterwards and tell us where you saw him, first time you saw him.
Yeah.
Did you
with Bond, the great Bond. Misses?
What did you do? Give us your AC/DC story.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Remembering Bon Scott 40 years ago today, he passed away. He's only 33, Bon Scott. So
33.
So super young.
It's a bit old for rock stars to be cracking it. 27's the
27 club. 33's
the age of Jesus.
This is a James Young, who James Young. Yes.
ACDC Lane.
He's an aficionado
on the band.
Yeah.
Have you heard his conspiracy theory?
No.
Involving Bon Scott. Because I always said to him one day, I go, Bon Scott. I said, I just would have thought that's the hardest front man to replace. Yeah. I can't believe they did it. I wonder how they found him. Mm. He goes, conspiracy theory, they'd already sacked Bon Scott because of his behaviour and his erratic song.
Yeah.
He went home and drank the bottle of...
And that was it.
So he knew that Brian was going to come on board.
It's a conspiracy theory. It has no.
Listen to me, I'm gripped.
No corroborating evidence, but they told him you're gone, you're done, we're sick of your antics. Mm. He's gone home, woofed the bottle.
How's that?
Bang.
There's so many YouTube clips of him, though, and he's just this charismatic, smart-ass guy that just had a brilliant voice.
He really was charming.
I love one of my favourite photos of all time. Rennie Ellis is one of our best photographers ever, but he's taken a series of photos of Bon Scott. But my favourite is one at a house party after a gig, and Bon Scott is there with no top on and jeans talking to two hot chicks.
Right.
And he's on tippy toes. Because they're taller than him.
Tiny,
so he's standing on tippy toes.
That's crazy.
Otherwise, in full rock
with
mode.
No top on. What is that?
Rock and roll. What a great gig if you could just go to work without your top on.
Easy, also, you know, you think of all the great voice, Robert Plant, all the great singers.
Yeah, sure.
People mistake the screaming sounds of ACDC.
Mm.
He had seriously great vocals.
Yeah. Andrew's on the line. Andrew, what's your memory of Akka Dakka? And by the way, this is the best band Australia's ever produced, I think, in terms of
size. 100%,
Andrew, fire.
Yeah, you got no dramas with that. They are probably the best. I saw them back in about 1974.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was about 14, I think, at the time. They played in a little country New South Wales town called Tumut.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tumut.
And they were the support band, believe it or not.
For who?
The la-di-das.
Oh, yeah, I know the la-di-das. That's around Mick Springfield time, too.
That would be a great boast from the la-di-das. ACDC used to support
it. And at the time, was that the first time you saw them or heard them?
Yeah, it was. And then I sort of thought, oh, they're better than the la-di-das anyway. And then 6 or 12 months later, they've got all these bloody great songs and album out and everything. Yeah.
Hey, did they tear Tumut apart?
Didn't take much to tear Tumut apart.
I reckon they would have been on the tear afterwards.
Okay, thanks, Andrew. Let's give a prize to Andrew.
Brick Lane coming your way.
Case of Brick Lane, bang.
Hey, Roger, tell us about your memories of Akadaka.
I used to live when growing up as a kid, 15 minutes walk from the Croxton Park Hotel.
That's in Melbourne.
Yeah, that's
the Croxton,
pretty famous.
A famous live venue. Yep. The Croxton.
Used to get a bit loose there.
a little bit.
Yes.
And I can remember going one night and there was about 20 people there. I'm not sure if I was 19 or I was 20 or 21. And I was born in 55, so it was early 70s.
I'll do the maths. Hey, what's your point, Roger? It was a good gig, was it? And there weren't many in the room and you had the whole band to yourself.
At the start of the night, yes. About halfway through, the room started to fill up, but it was absolutely fantastic having being 3 metres from all the boys.
Good man. Great memory. One you'll take to the grave, no doubt. Brett's on the line. Brett, what's your memory of AC/DC?
They played it on a state election day in Wangaratta. Town Hall in 74-ish. Mm-hmm. And 76.
Yep.
I was about 14. Yep. And I had to go and get the band. We were up there when they were setting up on the Saturday afternoon.
Yes.
And I had to go and get the band Flavoured Milk.
Wow.
Is that a euphemism for something?
No. Okay.
Hang on, I didn't see that coming.
Nice. Like Big M or something. Yeah. Or Move.
He didn't choke to death on a chocolate Big M, did he?
No, because in 76 in Wangaratta, the only thing that was open was a delicatessen, and they had vanilla milk with different flavourings put in the vanilla milk and whacked on the milkshake maker.
Oh, so it was homemade?
Yeah.
And
how'd you get there? How'd you run it down?
Yeah.
Well, I had to go on the treadley, of course.
On the what?
And on the bike.
On the bike.
Oh, my God.
That sounds good. And how did they like it? Did they appreciate their chocolate milk?
Oh, yeah. Thought it was great.
First time they've had it.
After a while, Bond got onto a mate's skateboard and was riding it around the floor of the town hall.
This story's got everything.
This is great, and, Brett.
Yes. Yeah, and the curator come in and went off his tree because he'd smarted up all the floor.
Oh, man.
He's had one too many chalky milks. You sure it was chocolate milk? Was he putting anything in the chocolate milk?
No, not that we've seen.
Good on you, Brett.
When he was riding the skateboard, was he topless?
Yes.
That's a great look. Good that would have been a good photo, wouldn't it?
Give him a prize.
We got time for another
case
caller.
Of Brick Lane. Case of Brick Lane.
Can we go to Brian?
Yeah, we do.
Hello, Brian. How
G'day,
you going?
G'day, Jane. Mick, Dave. How are we?
Tell us about your memories of AC/DC.
Mate, I saw them, and I'm pretty near sure now, because it was 1977 in the Eagle Hawk Town Hall, and there was a big lead up to it because the local police superintendent threatened to arrest Angus for dropping his tweed. Because on that tour, he had a propensity to drop his trousers.
Also, he was ready to go, wasn't he?
Yeah, the
when they went on stage, there was coppers on both sides of the stage.
You're joking.
On the stage itself, there was coppers around the front of the stage.
Hilarious.
So one of the roadies, two of the roadies came out with a towel. Stood in front of Angus with a towel, he dropped his tweed, waved his pants and underpants at the crowd, put them back on, all done, all finished.
Right. Hey, these are great stories. We've got plenty more racked up. Keep calling because we might come back and revisit this in the second hour. We might even play another AC/DC song and do this again in the second hour. Come on.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is Lee Sales to join us in the second hour. I've been talking about the 40-year anniversary of the death of Bon Scott. Died on this day back in 1980.
People have been sharing their stories. Yeah. We just had a bloke ring up and tell us he was at Bendigo.
Wangaratta.
Wangaratta, when the cops turned up.
Yes, that's right.
To make sure he didn't drop
the strides.
Didn't drop the strides. And there were police partitioned on the side of the stage, and in fact, one on the stage.
Oh, wow.
To make sure he didn't do it.
Yep.
Chris on the line. Chris, so what do you want to add to the story?
My grandfather was one of those coppers. And
how do you know? Was this a big story that he used to tell?
Well, there was times I mentioned one time I was headed to ACDC gig, and I'm only 36, so. Yeah. And he used to then ramp, if you go there, it's such a disrespect, rah, rah, and basically it wasn't so much the dropping the strides and that, it was that the police thought they were disturbing the peace, encouraging riotous behaviour.
That's their job.
Violation of women, in other words, go out, get drunk, have fun.
Yes. Yeah. All the good stuff.
I think Highway to Hell was a fair giveaway that they were sort of not going to be choir boys, were they?
No. Hey, Chris, your granddad's like, you know, the cops who got shot by Ned Kelly. You know, they live on in infamy.
Yeah.
They were there, part of one of Australia's, most historic events. Well done, Chris. Good to hear from both sides of the story.
It is. But we have some great callers, Angus, and there's plenty more calling up. We might get
We're going to take some more later. 1-2-3-5-3. Call if you like, but we are going to put some more calls to air in the second hour. Mm. Time for a bit of this.
We interrupt this program. My message is, how dare you? Apocalypse Watch! This is not a test. This is not a test. Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
Okay.
It's a quick one today.
You called this because you can't believe it's true.
MAFS outrated the bushfire appeal on Sunday night.
Well, what's wrong with our country?
Well, that's it. We're all done. Yeah. If you can't get all these acts giving their time for free on the biggest stage and the biggest stage.
And one of the best concerts I've ever seen in my life.
And with the best acts in the world. Yep. And it's for one of the great causes.
Yep.
What are you watching? A couple of people get drunk at a dinner party.
Correct. Right. And it was the bad dinner party,
all right,
wasn't it?
Let's get into it. I know nothing.
About MAFS?
About MAFS. You're telling me this is about to go bonkers. You reckon it's on?
Well, I think,
are we away?
I think we're away. But what's happened for the first time is somebody's left the show already.
How does that happen?
Yeah.
Because,
by the way, we all know they're not married.
We don't.
Commitments.
And is these all been filmed weeks ago, or is this happening?
No, it was filmed ages ago. Because there's already photos and paparazzi already out spotting them without their current partner on air. So I think, I don't know if the publicists at Channel 9 are rubbing their hands together in glee or tearing their hair out. But this group of people have gone rogue and they're really doing things they're not supposed to do.
Yeah.
So for example, there's one of the birds called Poppy. She has twin boys and she got hooked up with Luke, who was a very nice man. But from the minute she got there, she banged on about how much she missed her kids. And then every time she opened her trap, she's going, oh, but I miss my boys. And she started bawling her eyes out. And viewers at home are going, hey, dude, this show's been going for about 5 years. Yeah. You don't understand you have to be away from your children.
Yeah.
What are you doing? And she was just a bit whinging and lame. However, she's now come out and, well, actually, we'll go to Poppy. Can we go to the Poppy clip? She left the show and she didn't say goodbye to her husband.
Has she done a runner?
She's done a runner.
Has she gone for
the
good?
The producer had to tell him she'd gone.
Oh, here's Poppy.
Poppy has decided to leave the experiment.
I didn't feel like I wanted to just give up easily because that's one of the things I said I wouldn't do. But at the same time, being away from my kids has been the hardest thing for me. Then all I've done is cry the whole time. Oh. That chick on TV that doesn't stop crying, that annoying person.
So Poppy has decided to leave the experiment.
Give me a second.
I really, really, really thought that this was going to be finally, you know,
you're
the
on the happy television.
Ending. I'm Can't really sad to leave the experiment.
Clown. What?
But I'm still really positive about finding love.
Oh.
And I'm going to hope for the best.
Well, that's not coming your way. She's gone on Facebook and done a rant about the producers not being shown properly.
So, but why did she leave? Did she leave because her kids?
No, because she got
did
a
she
actually dud,
have kids.
She got a dud bloke.
Right.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll lay it to him.
No,
gently.
He's a nice guy for her.
What does she want?
What do you reckon? Someone like you. No, she wanted another. Anyway,
someone with a sleeve tattoo, a bit dangerous.
A bit
one
more,
of those guys.
Someone who's going to be a bit more famous than the guy she got. Right. Anyway, that's her. Bang, she's gone. Now, are you up with the lesbian vegan?
No, but you have my full attention.
Okay, so
lesbian vegan, you say?
Yeah, so okay. the lesbians aren't going well. They got married, and one's keener than the other.
I just love catching up with this show.
Yeah. I don't watch it either, James. So I'm learning.
You don't watch it? Okay, you're learning
right now.
So they're really on thin ice. They have been from day one.
Are they having sex?
No. They're actually now living in
separate. Are they good looking lesbians? Or
yes,
like
they are attractive. They're very attractive girls. Hang on. They're attractive ladies, but they're living in separate apartments. They're not even living together because things are so bad. So to help their relationship get better, they decided to do something fun together, and that was go shopping for food. Let's just have a listen.
All right, well, I had an idea. If you want, we can go and do some food shopping.
Yeah.
And we can go and cook a vegan meal.
Yep. I just got my teeth whitened, and then they said I can only eat white food for 24 hours.
So, wow. So, you know what's more disturbing? What she actually picked out as white food to eat was cauliflower and tofu cheese. Because they're both white. Because you just had her teeth whitened.
Are they still together?
Hanging on by a thread. But look, the good news is they now have have a week called Intimacy Week.
Hello.
This is basically when they want.
Lesbian.
Yeah.
Yes, well, they tried. That was the lesbian's idea.
What's
of
Intimacy Week?
Where they get it on.
Really?
Where they
Do they film it?
Well, they're forced to.
Yes, it's actually quite.
This week you
weird,
will fornicate.
Yeah. That's do you want to have a listen to a couple? What happened when they were left to their own devices?
We went to the pub, had a pub meal. One thing led to another, and we got down. I had a feeling that Hayley and I had common ground in the bedroom. We both aren't into vanilla sex. And last night was certainly not vanilla.
I had a bit of a disco between the bed sheets last night.
I don't think she was expecting for me to be so dominant in that area.
You know, sometimes you just want your hair pulled.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
But does that give you a taste of what?
Do you know what, mate? This is the thing I laugh at the most. This is the most insane moment of TV ever. And they should be appalled at themselves, but it's the three judges, right? Oh, the three
psychologists,
the three professionals who sit there and piously judge as if they're doing something good for the world. You're disgusting.
They come back every year.
Tell me they're fake. Tell me they're actors, because if they're real, they are.
They are real.
They should be getting hate mail from everyone else in their profession.
It's bizarre, and I'm obsessed with them too.
But to see them all sit there as if they're really doing something good.
You know who would be good together? You know? I think blah blah. Yeah. And what? Yes, let's get them matched up.
They can do it with us.
Well, there you go. There's a maths update.
All right. Well done.
I believe we've got some royal news coming up soon as well. Hey, the Song Whisperer's back a little later with some free tickets to Green Day to give away. So you want to stick around for that. More with Mick and Jane right after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Lee Sales to join us in the second hour too.
Great. Yeah.
Sometimes things come
She'll
across
class
my
things
desk.
Up.
Yeah.
Lee will.
ABC 7:30.
Because she does hard-hitting news up at the pointy end.
I feel this is entrapment.
Yeah, you.
You put this story on my desk and I've only just seen it in the last 10 minutes.
Your own little Lee Sales.
I don't like
you
this.
You break the hard news. What do you got?
Okay.
Hit it.
Here's the headline.
I did make her do this.
You ready? Yep. Horrifying study of over 1,000 people reveals 1 in 30 poo in the shower.
1 in 30?
I feel like it needs a sting.
1 in 30. I want to give you
a flush.
You know what I want to do?
Who poos in a shower? Come on.
Go and round me up 30 staff members. I'm going to bring them in one by one and ask if they poo in the shower. And at the end, I'm going to go, someone here is lying.
What?
One in 30? What?
Look, we've all done it.
No,
we haven't.
Who's pooed in a shower?
Oh, come on.
Unless it's someone off their chops on ice or something and everything's coming out of everywhere.
You're giving them a pass.
I'm not giving them a pass. I'm saying that's the situation I imagine that you poop your pants or that you've run a marathon.
There's a place for pooing and it's jogging.
Well, then
you know what I mean?
That's right.
Maybe the poo jogger. Then get it out in the shower. Have a crack.
No.
I did know a boy.
Why did you give me this story?
When he was younger.
What did you do?
A guy who took a dump in a shower and spent what? the Spent the next 5 minutes trying to press it through the drain.
What guy in you? Where were you?
Oh, look, it was a shared household.
You were grown up? Yuck. I thought you were going to say it happened in primary school.
No, we were well beyond that.
Oh, well, I've got some other terribly alarming
statistics.
I'm going to
say, so out of 1,000 people surveyed, one in 30 poos in the shower.
All right.
I'm going to say 100% of them are male and living alone. That's why.
I'm assuming that is correct.
That's all right, steamy, so missed to be terrible.
We haven't asked me who's done
let's
the
park,
survey.
Let's park
we,
that.
We better just get it right. The UK-based bathroom supplies company, QS Bathrooms.
Oh, they know.
They would know. All right. Do you want to know?
They probably sit there with a clipboard and a pen watching people take a poo. It's
just, all right. One in three urinate in the shower. Discuss.
I would have thought that's under. What? I would have thought, no, that's
one of those three of us in here. I do not.
You don't?
We in a shower. No.
Jane, as a woman, we're going to let you get away with that.
Really?
We are going to let that one go as if we believe you.
But the toilet's like 2 centimetres away from a shower usually. Yeah, can't people just go to the toilet first?
But when in Rome.
Yeah, it's all drains.
I mean, when in Rome.
What do you mean?
The Romans didn't wee and poo all in the streets.
Yeah, but you're in the... You know,
they had latrines.
Lots of water. Sure, okay. Lots of splashing.
Bit of water.
One in 20 masturbate in the shower.
Okay. Yeah, look, I had to stop it when they introduced water restrictions because that's women.
Women don't have the time, you idiot.
Hey, in my mind, it's soaped up women.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous.
And the glass is fogging up a bit.
You've watched Porky's too many times. It's not that.
There's a hint of steam in the air.
No time.
There's a soap on the rope.
One in four blows. Oh, no, don't you play that.
Here we go.
I'm telling
Lather
you.
Lather up, ladies.
Gary is called through. I don't know whether to take Gary's call or not, but Gary.
Oh, my God.
Comment to make.
I don't.
Gary.
I'm not having anything to do with Gary's call. You
Gary,
talk to him.
Well, this is secret business. Yeah. Gary, what do you want to add to the conversation?
Yeah, g'day. My son worked up the snow and one day he called up and he mentioned this term and I hadn't heard it. I said, what is it? And he said, it's called a waffle stomp.
I think we understand that, Gary.
I'll leave that to you.
Thank you.
Waffle stomp. It sounds like the name of a Silverchair album or something, doesn't it? Like
Don't repeat
waffle
it.
Waffle stomp.
Don't repeat it anymore.
But women would masturbate in the...
Stop it.
If you do, give us a call. 1-3-5-3.
No, you're being scurrilous. That's ridiculous.
Dave...
What?
One in four blow their nose in the shower.
Off. No chance.
What? No, showers are for... Listen.
What?
Who has a shower? You know what I mean?
Did you just say who has a shower? You're the one who went...
What
when
else?
I talked about baths and I got my girlfriend, the thing that goes on a bath, it's a tray and you can have a glass of wine. Yeah, and I said, exactly. When you're at night. And you said, how long are you going to stay in there at night time? Why aren't you having a bath in the morning?
And I've worked it out. You know why they've got it there? So they can be hands free. A little bit of... Here we go, ladies. 1-3-5-3.
Do you want to go away again?
No,
you just go off on a little holiday now.
What type of shower? Like
you're
a big,
annoying.
Like, yeah.
You're being silly. All right.
1-3-5-3. Do you have an opinion on any of this?
Yeah, shower habits.
Are you guilty of any of this?
Well, I'm guessing only men will call. So far.
Let's take Rachel.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
We'll take your calls.
We'll take your call. 1-3-5-3. Get involved.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane, I pointed out Lee Sales up in the next hour.
Don't
in this hour, doing the
do
hard
Do not say
news.
Lee's name with this segment. Please separate Lee from this segment.
Well, we're going to discuss this with Lee.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got the story. You don't want any part of this.
No, I don't. I'm actually going to leave the studio.
But your job is to roll out the story again, please, before we talk to our
There
listeners.
Has been a study of over 1,000 people, and it reveals that 1 in 3 urinate in the shower, 1 in 20 masturbate in the shower.
Right.
And 1 in 30, yep, poo in the shower.
There it is. Yeah. We poo masturbate in the shower. Brad's on the line. Which one of these is you, Brad?
Guilty on all counts, Mickey.
Oh, my God.
Brad.
Not, Brad.
Poo in the shower.
Not at the
Brad,
same time,
do you have
I
a
hope.
Girlfriend? Are you married?
Married with 5 kids, Janie.
Yeah, right. And
Brad,
do they use the shower first today? Or
no.
Where are you in the pecking order?
Yeah.
No, I'm always last one in, Mick, but, you know, when you got the gastro bug and there's fluid coming from everywhere, a hot shower is the best situation.
Okay.
Everything just gets washed away.
All right. Thanks for that family
tip, like, it's like a crime scene, you know, this clean up.
Thank you, Brad.
There's no evidence.
Horrific.
Right. Well done, Brad.
You've been so helpful. Hey, Marty, I like your idea. Marty, what do you do in the shower?
I drink beer in the shower.
Yes. Good okay. Work. Now okay. Now I feel then, good. But, okay. That's better.
Now, Marty, I'll guarantee you then, you wee in the shower, don't you?
Well, I draw the line on the waffle stomp, but you can go to Holy Trinity with the
Rub one out and have a beer. Happy that. Okay. Well, see, I had such faith in you,
like
Marty.
That's my perfect night in.
No. Marty, don't laugh at that. Oh, come on.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, good on you, Marty. Oh. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. Yeah. Shower twice a day.
Stop it.
Kim's on the line. Hello, Kim. What do you have to add?
Hi. Oh, well, not the pooing in the shower, but my daughter, we used to work in retail, and she found poo in the change room.
Oh,
and
then
someone had wiped it up the wall.
What?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I used to work in...
I'm masturbating.
No.
Oh, hang on. Kim's still going. Kim's on again. Let's
Sorry, Kim. We missed the end there. What was that?
On the masturbating, she also found somebody, couple doing the wild thing in the change rooms as well.
Wow.
Wow.
What shop is it? Mick wants to know.
I'm going to have a guess it's not Roger David. Can I?
Mick suddenly got an interest in shopping
for clothes. Is there like, a happy hour or something? Or is there like a cubicle at the end that you go, don't use
what the hell? Hey, Dave, used to work in retail.
Yeah, I used to work in retail as well. And I experienced exactly the same thing. And I was a very junior member of the staff.
You had to clean up someone's poop.
Yep, someone laid a cable.
Well, that's the way it works. Don't teach you that.
No, you don't get that, do you? Retail
David
school.
David Jones.
Yeah.
Hello, Renee.
Hi, Renee.
Hi.
There's three choices.
What do you do in the shower, Renee?
I'm guilty of two.
Mm. Oh. What are they?
Masturbating.
Give her a prize. Okay. It's a can of...
case of Brick Lane.
Is the situation, because it's a bit of privacy and nobody disturbs you, is that what goes on? I really don't
want to... You've got the extendable shower head, which is really
fun.
All right.
How produces the
off.
So it's practical as well.
Is that the big finish, though, or do you open up with the retractable
shower? Don't you think we've had enough pause?
No. Oh. And is it a shower curtain, Renee, so it can just be peeled back at any moment?
Do you mind if I leave now? Yeah,
the shower curtain,
The shower curtain's good, that's all right.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I get hit in the head straight.
Don't tell that story on air.
Curtain. I don't want to talk.
Don't tell it on air.
Hey, Renee, well done for you. Fight the good fight and keep it coming.
As long as you're happy, that's
Plugger, right. Plugger's got a practical approach. Okay. Plugger, what's your thoughts?
Hey, Mick. Hey, Jane. I'm surprised Greta hasn't put this in her speech, but if you do the maths on everyone in Australia and we had a whiz in the shower, we'd get the rivers flowing again.
There it is.
It's a water-saving
device.
Plugger, why
every
are
time you
flush
not the, toilet?
The time person of the year?
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love it. I'd love the prize.
You love a prize?
Yeah,
because you wee in the shower.
Must be rewarded for weeing in the shower. Oh, mate.
Yeah, we'll give you a case of Brick Lane.
You've got a case of Brick Lane coming your way as long as you drink them in the shower and wee in the shower. We're being waved off by our producers who have said...
Really...
We've finished this segment now. It's over. Done.
I'm going to ask Lee what she does.
If you do, I will walk out.
She needs to...
I'm going to call her now.
Just curious.
Say, don't speak to him.
Well, she's not far away. She's joining us in about 10 minutes. Song Whisperer coming up too.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Lee Sale's coming up in just a moment.
Thank you for getting involved in one of the great debates about...
Please, I just have to say, do not mention this to Lee when you speak to her. No, it's just some terrible statistics have come out about people's behaviour in the shower. 1 in 3 whiz in the shower. And I just find that 1 in 30 poop. That is just insane. I won't have it.
I'm looking into the office now and I'm trying to work out who it is.
Yeah. I reckon
it's the big guy with the beard and the English accent.
I'm trying to work out how our producers are going to say, how was your day at work today?
They had fun answering the phones. This is an age-old topic. It's always been a source of trouble between the genders. I think it's a largely male thing. There was an episode of Seinfeld devoted to this where George, our mate, Jason Alexander.
Elaine didn't like it.
took a whiz in a gym.
Yeah.
Well, I was in the locker room showering and I had to go, so.
There we go.
Anyway, I think the guy in the shower opposite saw me. He gave me a dirty look.
You went in the shower.
Yeah, so what? I'm not the only one.
Do you go in the shower?
No, never.
Do you?
I take baths.
Well, what was I supposed to do?
Did you ever hear of holding it in?
Oh, no, that's very bad for the kidneys.
How do you know?
medical journals?
Do the medical journals mention anything about standing in a pool of someone else's urine?
Why couldn't you just wait?
I was there! I saw a drain!
Since when is a drain a toilet?
It's all pipes!
I feel so on Elaine's side there.
Do you know what? It saves water. Well done.
Oh, yes.
Economy. People are busy. You don't have time to...
You're all environmentalists. Good on you.
You're always saying men can't multitask. Oh. Well, here we are. We're showering.
How dare you join that.
We're going the whole thing. Hey, time for a bit of this. With Jay, the song whisperer. Fire away, Jay. Synopsis.
This is a song that can be classified as a primitive version of sharing too much information. It's about a man who is quite happy with his personal private endowment. His narcissism knows no bounds as he celebrates the area and circumference of his sex glands.
I reckon I know what this
sex
one is.
Sex glands?
What is it?
Oh, no, this is big balls, isn't it?
I've got big balls. Hang on. Show's had a dreadful theme today. Honestly.
Bon Scott anniversary.
It was Bon Scott.
Oh, well. Anniversary of his death. It's all right then.
That's how he wants to be remembered. Here lies a man with big balls.
He might be short. Can got another
one.
Big balls.
We do have a proper one.
All right.
And by the way, 1-3-3-5-3, if you want to keep calling.
We love hearing you.
Some ACDC stories to air later on. Okay, fire away. Go. Mm.
An arrogant young man pressures a devout young woman to engage in her first sexual experience. The man belittles the woman's mother, her friends, and her faith,
jeez,
while offering only unprovable claims and desperate pleas.
He sounds like a bit of an asshole. Is that a fair comment?
Could be.
Is he a bit abusive? Is it an abusive relationship?
It's a short and sweet one.
Is he an arrogant young man?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, 1-3-5-3, the song was, if you can get it, I'm scratching my head,
yeah.
No idea.
If you do know what it is and you get it right, we're going to give you tickets to go see Green Day, the Hella Mega Tour 2020 with Fall Out Boy and Weezer touring this November.
Wow.
That's the song Whisperer. Lee Sales next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be a cracker. We're going to continue taking your calls about your ACDC experience. They are rock and roll royalty, probably the biggest band this country's ever produced.
And they toured Australia years ago in really
They started in the 70s.
They really did.
They sang on the back of a truck. Yeah.
They went to high schools, they went everywhere.
These are the stories we're interested in.
We love hearing
Give
about
us a
that.
Call.
We might also catch up. We had Adam Lambert on yesterday. You weren't here. He wouldn't have.
Was he a lot like me?
Nothing like
Dave.
How was his, grooming?
He was impeccable grooming.
I heard he didn't wear headphones.
He didn't.
Because it upset his hair.
Well, he was quite happy to say that.
He was all made up for TV.
He's got beautiful high hair. No,
Freddie Mercury would have put the headphones
on.
That's all I'm saying.
Really?
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. We've got the song Whisperer, but let's start at the top with this chick.
On yesterday's show, Jane had this Springfield development.
Zoot, their first Aussie show in 50 years. They're doing the tour with Rick Springfield. He still looks really good, trust me.
So it appears finally our trusted voice for all the big stories, 7:30's Lee Sales, may get some closure on her Springfield investigation.
If your only hit is Jessie's Girl, I mean, what, do you open with it or do you close? Like, where do you put it in the show?
Here to cover this development and so much more, please welcome back to the show, Lee Sales.
Well, there you go. Were you excited when you heard that news that the amazing Rick Springfield is coming to town?
Do you know what I've got to tell you, Janie? I had never heard of Zoot. I had to Google what Zoot was.
Is that Daryl Cotton?
Yeah, Daryl Cotton was the lead singer.
Yeah.
And Eleanor Rigby was their big hit.
But it's not theirs. It's not theirs.
I know it's not theirs. And we discussed this with Adam Lambert.
Going along to see Zoot do a cover.
No, because it's amazing.
By the way, I'm with Adam Lambert. I'm holding the earphones up to my ear.
Because you're all made up. You're made up for television.
You could be the lead singer of Queen right now.
Your hair's nice and high too, Lee.
Hey, speaking of old school rock acts, how good was John Farnham the other night at that bushfire concert?
Incredible. I was worried though. I thought him up, but it was a bit hot in his three-piece velvet suit.
He looked pretty hot. I mean, I think John Farnham's about 70 and his voice, I mean, I was just blown away.
He's been in a good paddock too.
No, he hasn't. No, yeah. Every time you diss John Farnham about his weight,
I love John Farnham. You can't say that.
He looked
great.
I love
little Johnny Farnham.
Stop it. And Brian May got up and played with him too.
Tell me Braithwaite didn't get up.
Earlier in the day he did.
Braithwaite did horses. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Ivor Davies was there.
Ivor,
they were fantastic. Katie Lang,
Delta.
It was just, it was amazing. I wished I was there.
You guys love Rick Springfield, Jesse's girl. You both expressed your love.
Yes.
The Song Whisperer did a synopsis of the song for you. I'll talk you through it. A young introverted man covets his friend's partner. The man observes changes in his friend that spurs feelings of confusion, jealousy, and despair. His jealousy leads him to experience bouts of self-loathing. He quietly obsesses over the object of his desire and wonders why he is unable to attract her attention. In the end, he has internalized his angst, but has accepted that he will remain forever bereft of love. Is that Rick Springfield message that...
I think he's left out that, you know, he muses on the potential location where he would be able to track down one of these types of people.
It's kind of stalkery and also introverted. I wasn't sure that Rick Springfield.
You know, he does like cruises and stuff. Now. Yeah. You can go on a Rick Springfield cruise. I'd personally
nobody's going on cruises.
I would personally rather be on the one with coronavirus than the one.
Really. I was going to say, Lee, we've got our next holiday planned together. Let's go.
We're going to talk Holden in a minute after the break, but just quickly, the coronavirus, like the idea of going on a cruise to me is just like, a hellhole.
Yeah. Totally agree.
But to be
very popular.
To be trapped on a cruise and confined to barracks wearing a mouth guard, how long have they been on there now?
I think I've been interviewing people for a couple of weeks. I mean, I feel like I'm obsessed by it because to me it's like a horror movie. It's a Stephen King novel playing out on that boat.
It is. What about the couple that actually got a drone to fly in some wine to their cabin?
We had a woman on the show the other week and I said to her and her husband, they were together, I said, are you worried that you might actually just get coronavirus? And then this was before people on the boat started just falling like flies. And she said, oh, no. I had a little bit of a fever the other day and I got tested but it was negative, so we're not worried at all. Next week we get a text from her, she's got coronavirus.
Oh my god,
really?
Yeah
Fantastic. Everyone's going to get it eventually. You may as well have gone and walked on the deck and
you know who they need up. Captain Scatino. He is the only one who could possibly navigate them through these treacherous...
I thought you were going to say they need Captain Stewie. So they need some love.
He had coronavirus. The Love Boat was rife with coronavirus. Love Boat Down Under. That was a...
Careful how you say that too. The Love Boat Down Under. That's very dubious.
Hey...
Sorry, Lee, we're going to come back and have a chat about Holden because you grew up with Holden cars, didn't you?
Yes.
And 7:30 tonight, of course. We'll get to the bottom of what you're up to there.
And we've been saying that it's been 40 years since the anniversary. Well, 40 years since the death of Bon Scott. So we've been paying tribute by getting on some AC/DC. Here's another one right now.
Mission to headbang.
You got it.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And Lee Sales.
I think I said my favourite photo. Did I say this was Rennie Ellis? A great photographer, and he's got a picture of Bon Scott at a house party.
Yep.
Speaking to two hot chicks, he's got no top on, but because he's so tiny, he's on tippy toes. Because the girls were taller than him.
And rocking a mullet.
It's just a fantastic little glimpse into the rock and roll lifestyle. Hey, Lee, grown up in this country, and I saw a picture you posted on your Instagram.
Yep.
Have you proudly standing in front of the Holden family car? I don't know anyone in this country at some stage who hasn't grown up with that exact same photo, with the same experiences since childhood of the EH, of the Holden Special, of
the Premier, the HQ,
and onwards.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a sad day. We've seen this kind of been winding down now over years at Fisherman's Bend and other places. Is this it? This the death knell? We done?
It is.
We all done?
I'm sorry to say. And it's funny, isn't it, how some brands do, they hit some sort of emotional chord in the nation. And I think you sort of hit on it, Mick, a bit with that you associate it with your childhood. I think also people must have been in the sort of 60s, 70s, 80s, and, you know, maybe it changed in the 90s. But proud if you had a family car, because I know so many people that have childhood photos taken in front of the family car.
Yes. I agree.
So it must have been something about pride about having, you know, a Holden or something like that. Well, so Dad had a Holden Belmont. So we
football, meat pies, kangaroos, and Holden cars. It was the synopsis of the country.
We associated Ford with the US, but we always thought Holden was so Australian. It was one of the first real Aussie cars. Yeah.
The Prime Minister's banging on about the $2 billion we gave them some years ago. Is this fair criticism? Is that expired? Is it?
Look, I mean, it's just sort of, it's it's real world stuff that Holden would have been out of this country years ago had they not, and the car manufacturing industry has had handouts for years and years and years and years. So what doing that does is that it means that some people that would have been out of a job 10 years ago got an extra 10 years of work. So you can't really, I mean, do you begrudge them that? It's such a political issue because some people feel like better to change faster and those people now would be in new jobs, and other people think, well, it's really hard to retrain if you work somewhere like Holden, so better that they kept the jobs for longer.
But saying retraining, Lee, why are we not making electric cars here then? Or are we just not big enough to do that?
Well, I mean, again, this is a real political argument because some people would say manufacturing generally has no future in Australia because labour is cheaper in countries overseas, so we could never compete. And then there's other people who say, well, you can compete if you value add and you have innovative technology and you are doing sort of cutting edge design and that kind of stuff, which is where, say, electric cars would come in. Because, you know, some countries like, say, you know, the Italian fashion industry, that's always going to be a thing because of the quality and the reputation and that kind of stuff. It's not just going to move off to China. So you have to find industries where you can value add.
We've got to find our groove.
What does this mean for Bathurst? Can I ask the big one? What happens there? Are we going to have local Holden dealerships making high-performance cars? What happens there?
No, it's over, Red Rover. That's the part that's really sad as well.
Would a foreign car company want to take over some of the naming rights or some of the sports affiliations that Holden had? I don't know,
but it's a big day. It is a change in the landscape. And I know a lot of people who are genuinely upset about it, and a lot of them listen to this station. Hey, what's on tonight? 7:30. Who are you sticking it to tonight?
The big story today that I think a lot of people are talking about is St Kevin's School in Melbourne after that Four Corners story earlier in the week. The principal resigned today, as did the head of the sport department. That I think the speed with which the principal resigned probably gives you a good sense of the feedback they must have been getting from the parents and from the community. So I think people saw that story and were pretty upset and had a lot of questions.
What annoys me is St Kevin's would have been, well, they didn't learn anything from the Four Corners report. What they knew, they've always known. So they've only sacked them because of the public response or now the awareness of it. But up until that point, it seemed they were quite happy to continue on sheltering these guys.
The thing that was interesting as well was the timeline of when the case actually happened involving that very brave young man who spoke on Monday, Paris Street. That was unfolding while the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse was going on.
I can't believe the time.
And it does make you wonder, like, how could you not be just, like, living in the community, seeing everything that was going on and actually learning some lessons from that about what zero tolerance actually means?
And we tell young people now, if there's something that is not right, if you don't feel right in the company of an adult, if it doesn't feel right, please tell someone, which is exactly what that boy did. He told his best mate, he told his mum. And then he was still let down by the system, which is so distressing. But I still want to reiterate, as I say to my own kids, don't be afraid to speak up and speak to your parents, speak to someone that you feel comfortable.
Yeah, it was very sad to see that a lot of the damage that happened to that young man happened as a result of what happened after he did exactly the right thing at every step of the way. He was completely blameless. He did the right thing every step of the way. Mm-hmm. Yep. And, you know, institutions let him down. I was amazed to hear in that he had been cross-examined for 2 days, a 15-year-old.
And by Robert Richter, who coincidentally represented George Pell.
It was just really, you know, that the other boy, Ned, his friend, I mean, I just thought he showed such moral clarity, more so than many of the adults showed, which was when his friend told him, he said, because the boy Paris said, oh, I think, you know, the teacher or the coach is gay. And that Ned said immediately, I don't think you need to be worried about his sexuality. I think you need to be worried about his actual conduct, towards you. And then went straight and told his mum, like, that is just absolute textbook. You'd be so proud if that kid was your kid.
Well,
absolutely. So proud of both of them. Yep. They handled it absolutely immaculately.
It boggles my mind that at this time, with everything we know and everything that's happened,
it's
that
distressing.
People in positions of authority still think it's okay not to report a crime or criminal behaviour.
Or to think it'll go away and just move people around.
Another parish, I think, is the kind of response.
The parents at the school clearly feel the same.
Yep.
We look forward to seeing you tackle that. Leave no stone unturned. Thanks again. We always love it when you're on the show.
Good on you, Lee. We'll catch up soon.
7:30 tonight, ABC.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jay, the song whisperer.
It is indeed Jay Mueller, our producer.
Good afternoon.
Yvette Dennis has just contacted us on Facebook. Is it just me or does the song whisperer sound just like Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
Can you smell what the rock, what the song whisperer is cooking? That's what the Rock always said.
I told you you'd like it. You were worried then, weren't you?
people I had no idea what was happening.
People do think you're a giant black man. Yeah. Don't they?
It is true.
You're not. You're very nerdy.
Pasty white.
Pasty.
Pasty exactly white right. man. Almost. No, I didn't say that.
It's like you got scurvy.
A bit of dork, really.
No, he's fit.
He's orange.
Jay looks really good to me today.
We could hire you. You could be like, we could hire you out to broodmares.
What?
You know.
No, he's happily married. Stop it.
Well, I'm just saying.
Side. Big hello to Astrid.
Hey, yeah, hi, Astrid.
You know, Astrid, I'm on your side with this. Now, let's go. Synopsis, please.
An arrogant young man pressures a devout young woman to engage in her first sexual experience. The man belittles the woman's mother, her friends, and her faith, jeez, while offering only unprovable claims and desperate pleas.
Well, I don't like this guy. I don't like the protagonist in this song. I think he's terrible. He's judgmental. He thinks he's better. He's domineering.
He's very pushy.
He's got a lot of very pushy.
And he could have a charge against him.
Yes. Just not going overboard. Mark!
Yeah, you go, boys.
Do you think you know what the song's about, mate? Who is it?
I'm just going to have a wild stab in the dark. I think it might be Errol. Boy.
Errol!
Errol!
I love this guy. Is it? That's a good, obnoxious, go over the top.
Sexual experiences, Errol Flynn.
Bit of a nasty pasty. Yeah.
It is natural.
Bad attitude with women.
What?
No, it's not.
No.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Mark.
Andrew's dropped out, by the way.
Okay, let's go to Darren. Hi, Darren.
G'day, how are you going?
Good, mate.
All right, now, what's your thoughts on this?
Actually, just being the saving breath, my daughter, she was born on the 19th of February, 1980. Yeah.
Bon Scott's anniversary.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. That's right on.
Right on. How old is she?
40.
40.
Or 980.
So would she would have fond memories of or ACDC? Or?
Well, she wouldn't have at the time.
No. Hence, she was born the day that Bon Scott died.
So. Yeah, you know,
it's
still,
the 40th anniversary
of You know they're still playing, don't you? You know they're still playing.
Yeah, I know, but the point...
I said, so she got fond memories
Darren's
of ACDC.
But was saying, well, oh my she was God, born on Michael. That day.
Or is Darren saying that his daughter is the reincarnation of Bon Scott?
Maybe. Yeah.
What's the song, Darren, for God's sake?
Violent Femmes, Blister in the Sun.
Let me go wild, like a blister in the sun.
Great song.
Yeah. Great song.
Then we get to play it in full.
No.
It's not.
Oh, it's
not
today. Really?
What's Blister in the Sun about? I asked you about this the other day. You said it's very sexual.
Hence Gareth ringing up, thinking it was.
It's what's so sexual about getting
it's one of the categories from the shower behavior earlier.
Let's leave that.
Yeah. Hi, Gareth.
G'day, Jane. G'day, Mickey.
What do you got, Gareth?
Well, I'm thinking Neil Diamond. Girl, you'll be a woman soon. Maybe.
It's up to you, girl. You'll be a woman.
Great song. Well done, Neil Diamond.
Well,
Even in your swishy pants.
No, this song's weird.
Oh, no, it's a good song.
No, it's not.
Oh, come on.
You don't like this song.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon.
Yeah. Yep.
Please.
Under my tutelage. So I'd take you under my arm and Svengali you all the way to the...
It's not Neil Diamond and his creepy song.
It is a creepy
it's a
song.
Good song.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon, so come with me.
I'm going to sing it at your 60th.
Shut up. You mean my 50th.
Wow.
When that happens in 5 years.
Exactly.
You're going to twerk at my funeral, so the least I can do is sing a creepy song. All right. Wayne. What do you got, Wayne?
G'day, people. How you going?
Good. Cough it up.
Yeah, I think it might be Blink-182, What's My Age Again?
Ooh. What's my age again? What's my age again?
Not Blink.
Is it Blink 182 or 182?
182.
Oh, 182.
Oh, you said that as if you knew the answer, Dave.
Oh, it is.
How do you know?
Blink
182. Because Dave works in music and he has
spoken
for a long
to
time.
The band, Travis, and told me.
Oh, he's sitting on the end of their bed.
No, I didn't.
Sorry, Wayne. Not right.
Giving you your answer.
Come on.
I had a very good story about Blink 182 backstage, but we're not allowed to tell it, are we? No. I don't think
well,
I can.
Maybe we can talk about it off air and decide.
Yeah, we'll work that out.
Is that that one?
It's a beauty. No, no, it's a really interesting story.
Let's go to Jeff.
Who told me that?
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how you going?
You've heard the clues?
I have.
All right, give us this song.
Well, on hearing the clue again, I think I'm actually wrong.
Oh, come on, be confident,
I'd say there's a
Jeff.
Fair chance you're wrong.
Come on.
This could be it.
Queen, Tie Your Mother Down. Tie your mother down, tie your mother down, or you ain't no
friend of mine. It is not Queen.
All right, Susan, it's all down to you. What do you got, Susan?
I've got Billy Joel, Only the Good Die Young.
Oh, Whisperer. Only the good die
young. Oh, but that's so choice. Virginia's in that. Does he try and take Virginia to somewhere in the woods?
Don't let him wait. Your Catholic girls start much too late.
Mm. Well, not according to the girls.
Not this room.
Present company accepted.
Susan is correct.
What a creepy song.
Two tickets to go see Green Day, Fall Out Boy, Weezer this November, the Hallamega Tour 2020. Hey, how about we play the song in full?
Come out, Virginia. Don't let them wait. Your Catholic girls start much too late. Wow.
Yeah, only the good die young. Well done, Song Whisperer.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Bon Scott.
Yeah.
33, you said.
Peace. That was it. 33. Yeah. He's 40 years buried ago today. In West Australia. They still tour. They always go to West Australia first to play for his mum.
There's a statue over there too, Bon.
It's a big honour. Mm. It's a big day. It's a culturally significant day. What's Pauline's on the line. Pauline, what's your memory of ACDC?
Hello there, Mick. Hello, Jane. I have a great memory. I went to see them. It was 1973, I was trying to remember.
Yep.
Back in a little tiny little wooden floored Progress Hall at Westmead near Parramatta.
Yeah.
And it was like a school type dance or some youth group or something. I was about 14 or 15, had a couple of beauty girls with a score on the way.
Oh my God.
It's like travelling back in time.
Yeah, nice. Cool.
And it was just great. And he was quite young then, like he was a little bit older than me, but he looked quite young. That's when he started out in that the school uniform thing.
Yeah. So he had the school uniform on at that stage?
Yes, he did then.
He's probably still going to school. Probably come straight from school. It's amazing what's important to look back on. Good on you, Pauline. That one obviously stays in the memory bank. Yeah.
Hello, Paul. How are you going?
G'day, Jane.
How are you guys? Hello. Good.
Paul, tell us your memories of Akadaka.
Yeah, well, look, it's not so much a memory of mine. I was only a little tacker and I got much older brothers and sisters.
Yep.
But, they were on the committees of St. Bernard's and St. Clement's back in the day.
Yep.
And they had... there was a school social at St. Teresa's Hall in Essendon. Now, the band that they had for the social had pulled out at the March. So they got this unknown band called ACDC.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And apparently they blew the roof off the place. And there was a bit of a panic because Angus, a very young Angus, it was in the early 70s, of course, he was up on the stage, standing on top of a speaker, playing guitar and rocking the speaker back and forward.
Oh,
they thought it was going to fall down over the kids.
That is so good. So what it says to me from the get-go...
They were up to no good.
They were just up to... and just,
yeah,
but really good still. They knew how to blow a room apart.
I don't suppose many people wouldn't know who the original singer of ACDC was, do they?
Was it Mark Evans?
It wasn't Bon Scott, David Evans.
David Evans.
He was a glam rocker. It didn't fit the scene, so he went out.
He's a glam rocker,
I would have gone with Ray Burgess, but that's just me.
Thanks, Paul,
for the call.
Hey, we've got Serge on the line. G'day, Serge.
Hello, Janie. Hello, Mick. Hello,
hello
Dave.
Hey, Sergio Paradise, by the way, who used to be a big feature of this network.
Now, this doesn't surprise me at all, Serge, because you would pop up in unusual circumstances, but tell us your ACDC story.
I am a glam rocker.
Glam rocker, I know.
I was at school, and now we loved the band. We'd seen them at like an outdoor festival, school fete kind of thing, but we were obviously too young to go and see them in the pubs. And then during the school holidays, they announced the band would be doing a live appearance at the Meyer Miss Shop.
Oh, man.
Now, well, that's aspirational in itself.
Now, you remember that, Jane. The teenage fashion sort of emporium in at the Meyer department store.
How did that go?
Well, we got there, mates of mine from school, we got there fairly early, and it was absolute mayhem. There were hundreds of kids there.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to start about 3, and it didn't, and there was no thing. And they just had this pissy little stage with a drum kit and a couple of mic stands and a guitar amp. And finally the band came out and they've launched into it. They got through two songs.
Yeah.
And then, similar to prior call, the PA started to rock back and forth and looked like it was going to kill somebody. The management pulled the pin for the whole gig. They did two songs.
Yeah.
But mate grabs me and goes, "Con, this is madness. Let's get out of here." We run round the back and we see a lift doors closing, and we managed to, you know, you can just dive through it.
Just yeah, get in. Yeah.
We get in, and inside there's the five members of ACDC and a bloke in a suit who I presume was their manager, with Bon Scott giving him an absolute barreling about booking him for this gig.
That's a great memory. I love it.
And the follow-up to it was the next day, Meyer announced that they'd never had that many clothes shoplifted.
Sorry.
It's rock and roll at its finest.
Good on you, Serge. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us.
You got it. Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, thanks to Makita and the range of cordless garden tools for Makita's cordless power garden.
This is the only reason I came back today.
I knew it would be.
Yeah.
The only reason I came back was because I couldn't go another day without talking up Makita.
Mm.
I was sitting at home, and because I couldn't go on the radio, what I did was I went in the bathroom, stood in front of the mirror, and just talked about Makita.
Did you? Oh, my God.
Just because
to myself.
Yeah. Makita. Makita.
It was like the end of Raging Bull.
What were you saying to yourself?
Me talking about Makita.
Makita.
Yeah.
Is that John Michael Hansen?
Right, and then I was, girls stand in front of the mirror with a hairbrush. Guys don't do it.
Yes,
I'm telling
they
you.
Do.
No, this is all not, right. This is not okay. a gender thing.
No,
guys don't
okay.
do it.
Girls,
so girls sit there with a hairbrush singing. I sat there pretending to plane something with my Makita.
It's not bad.
What about with a blower? A brush cutter? Did you pretend that? I did it all. Mick.
And then I went and I did some gardening.
Makita.
I don't have a garden, so I did the neighbours.
Well done.
And the nature strip. Makita's just, you know what?
No, this is about the 10th time I've tried to say something to you. Shut up.
Oh.
It's very important what I'm about to say.
All right.
Yeah, well, here we go. You promised a lot.
Yes. No, it's good.
Go.
You ready? Makita completes you. Yes. Yes.
Do you know what? When I'm... Jesus. I don't know how to cope. You got me on.
Do you want the song?
Yes, let's go to the song.
This is what I spent the 2 days doing.
Yeah.
Coming up with new Makita songs.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, really? It's you all you, is it?
I've got one. Film at home. I'm like a muse. I was there.
Okay.
I was with a...
we had a recorder in Mick's bathroom. This is
a humble muse.
Yeah.
This is what he came up with yesterday.
Makita!
Yeah. Well done. Earth, Wind and Fire.
That's my favourite song.
Earth, Wind and Mickey.
Earth,
Wind and Makita.
Just
we love
this
you,
once.
Makita, well done.
Yeah.
So much to like.
Makita.com.au to find your authorised dealer. All right, everybody.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for the day, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
Dropping bombshells all over the joint, Jane Kennedy.
Me? I don't think so.
Hey, a lot of feedback and social media is blowing up. Basically
what
over
about?
The poo-wee masturbate.
You know what?
Shower,
no.
Sorry,
I'm,
Jane,
I'm
you
done
can
here.
Be offended
I'm cooked.
All you like, but it's piqued people's interest.
Well, that's not...
Incredible response, by the way.
Yes.
Well, what's wrong with everyone?
Just remember there's a shower...
Yeah.
No, I really, honestly, I'm done. I'm
all crazy. Right. Someone's leapt to Rick Springfield's defence.
That's because...
by the way, Rick Springfield had 17 top 40 American hits, more than Bowie.
17? I take issue with that, Bill.
There's some fact-checking going
on. I think
on.
We need to fact-check that, too.
There. And Dave's copping a fair spray. Just,
why?
Just for your behaviour over the last couple of days.
Come on.
Because
in
you used Bublé perfume on yourself. And
by
you thought
invitation,
it was
Michael.
Now, what about this Adam Lambert? I missed him, but everyone's banging on about him.
He was just fantastic.
What if people like me missed it? Where can they go?
Yeah, you go Kennedy Malloy Instagram. He was there. He was in his leopard print yesterday, wasn't he, Johnny? He looked the goods.
He liked us both.
And why was his hair so special to
because
him?
He's a pretty... I'm trying to work. You know how Freddie was flamboyant and he's a front man.
Freddie's great.
Well, that's Adam's a front man. So he wears great clothes and he cares about his appearance.
Freddie could do it.
He's good looking.
In a tight pair of tennis shorts.
Tell you what, his performance on Sunday
and
night.
And he's away.
I know.
Hey, Andy Lee is going to swing by and say good day.
Friend of the show, Andy Lee.
That's
bang.
Great to
cannot
hear.
Wait.
Drive you back home tomorrow. Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up, powered by Makita's cordless power garden range. More power and less noise with one battery across Makita's range of over 200 tools.